Okay, so here's what you do, OP. You go and you download a program called Hayden from GitHub. It's a 4chan archiver. And you set that up and you download your favorite archiving board. Once you have a couple days worth of data, you go and you set up a full text search. And so you can look up terms for in the 4chan archive that you had just created very quickly. So when you search something like dolphins with the S, you can set it up so you get results related to dolphin singular or dolphination or dolphinlicious and stuff like that. And then what you do is you start archiving other boards, and with those database schemas, you combine them together, and that's a very big exercise on its own. And you'll find that once you have the stuff, there's an infinite amount of things to think about. You know, data backups, server administration, making sure this archive is always running, and knowing whether or not it's eating up lots of resources or not. And then there's stuff like, okay, well, you can throw it into a Docker container so that you can commission new archiving instances instantly or not. And then you can set up things like front ends for this. So instead of just, you know, using a database viewer, you can go and you can use your browser instead to look through threads just like the real 4chan website. And there's a program called Ayase Quant. You should look up an organization called Bibanon, B-I-B-A-N-O-N, and they have a bunch of tools for this sort of stuff. You'll literally never be bored again. And so you can do the same thing if you don't want to archive, you know, threads or boards on this crazy website. You can do all this stuff literally with any other piece of technology. So you want to host it on your website? Well, you still need to worry about all this stuff. Data redundancy, backups, availability, scalability, monitoring. It's all fascinating. And this is pretty crazy because I used to hate computer science, but now this stuff is endless and it's great.